Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. First Thursday of the month. It is also the first day of July, and we are going to have a couple different segments here on the show today. We'll have later in the show General Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council. He'll join us around a little after 9:30. But we start things off as we do on the first Thursday of each month with the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility. And we have three guests this morning, our regular guests, Dr. Ken Burton and BAF Coordinator. Dr. Burton, how are you doing this morning?
Just great, Brandon. Thanks for having us on again.
Yeah, absolutely. Katie Pulaski also joins us, NBAF Communications Director. Good morning, Katie.
Morning, Brandon. Can't believe it's already July.
Yeah, it is. It is crazy how quickly this year is flying by. And we're going to have our featured guest here today, who's also on the phone, Dr. Sarah Ziegler, NBAF Deputy Director. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. I'm so glad to be on the phone today.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. This is Dr. Ziegler's second appearance, I believe, on In Focus. We had her on in August of last year, right after she was onboarded. And so I guess you're at your one-year anniversary. We were talking beforehand. Is that hard to believe?
It's very hard to believe. I can't believe, you know, coming up here, it's 1 year that I've been with NBAF and been in Manhattan, Kansas.
Well, we appreciate you being here, and hope you're enjoying Kansas. I know it's probably a change of lifestyle from New York.
I actually transitioned here from Texas, so it's a big change.
Okay, gotcha. Well, there's a lot going on, even though the world's been kind of crazy here the last year and a half. But since NBAF is so broad, can you remind our listeners kind of what your responsibilities are as the Deputy Director at NBAF?
Absolutely, Brandon. So as the Deputy Director, I actually oversee three of our operational units. So that's the Facilities Group, Animal Resources, and Biorisk Management. So my main focus is on operations and safety. But one of the areas I really concentrate on is the integration of the science mission and the operations staff. So the three units I supervise are really customer service units, and our job is to make sure the scientists have everything they need to be successful, safe, and compliant in doing their mission.
All right. That seems like a very important job here. How is hiring for those operations positions going right now?
Well, we're doing really good. So as of June 9th, more than 240 people have been hired to support the NBAF operations. And eventually, NBAF will have about 400 USDA employees. We've actually virtually onboarded more than 145 of those team members in the past year. While we've been teleworking, I'm actually one of those people that onboarded during telework. So I know how challenging telework is, especially for people who've chosen hands-on careers, like many of our tradespeople in facilities and animal resources. So one of the key challenges right now for leadership is to keep people energized and focused while still working at home. But the exciting thing is we've actually started our phase transition into the building as the facility begins to change hands from DHS to USDA.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit more about that. What does that all entail?
So NBAF is being built by the Department of Homeland Security, or DHS. But responsibility for operating it will eventually transfer to USDA. So as the areas of the building are completed, USDA can start this phase transition. So one thing that started is our facilities group now has the responsibility for operating the central utility plant at NBAF. Also, our security staff have transitioned over to the site, and they now have responsibility for security as part of USDA. And then we have some other units that are there, like IT and safety, and they've begun their roles as well.
Okay. Again, Dr. Sarah Ziegler joining us here, NBAF Deputy Director. Can you give us an example of some of the training that NBAF employees are doing right now?
Absolutely. So training is really an important part of our task during this phase transition time period, and it's going to continue to be critical when the facility is fully operational. So right now, there's a lot of shadowing happening on site with the facility team, as well as some more formal training classes as they work with the construction and engineering groups that are on site. But another group that's doing a lot of training is our animal resources unit. So USDA has a contract with a local company that's providing hands-on experiences for our team to work with animals. They're also working with the KSU Vet School to do simulation training over the summer while the students aren't on campus. This has been really exciting for the team and given them an opportunity to get away from the computer. But then when MBAS becomes operational, there's going to be a lot more safety and biosafety training for all of the staff. So this is going to include classroom or virtual training, but also has hands-on components as well. We're also going to be doing a lot of emergency-type drills so that our staff know what to do. So I'm sure you're used to things like fire drills or tornado drills at schools and businesses. Well, we need to do the same type of things, but this gets a lot more complicated when we're in a containment lab. So it's not just as easy as like walking out the fire escape. But this type of training and drill is really routine for any type of containment lab. So I've worked in and around multiple BSL-3 and BSL-4 facilities, and all of these labs do similar drills and trainings to be prepared for an emergency.
And those drills, and that's exactly what they're for here. You hope that you never have to actually implement any of these things, but you want to be ready because in the event that something does happen, it's a lot smoother if you've got the practice, all these reps doing this multiple times.
Exactly. And when we do these type of drills, it's not just focusing on the NBAF or USDA staff, but we will also bring in outside entities like the fire department or the police department, so they also get that kind of experience of how NBAF is going to respond and what support we need from them.
Yeah. Well, I know when we spoke last time you were on, you mentioned your background is in virology and you've had experience in other labs in the past. Give us kind of an idea of how this lab compares to some of the other ones you've worked in.
So MBAS is an amazing place, and it's much larger and, of course, newer than many of the other labs I've worked in. But there's still so many similarities that while we're going to be doing breakthrough containment work, it's also the same as many of the other labs around the country.
All right. I see the phone lighting up here, but Dave has stepped out of the office here. So if you're listening and you're trying to call in, we'll try to get your phone calls here in a moment. I can't answer the phone from this side of the glass here, but we continue on here. We're talking with our guest from NBAF. Now, Dr. Ziegler, you've been in Manhattan for about a year. Is there anything about the community or NBAF team that stands out to you as unique?
So I'm sure everyone has really had a unique year, but this transition to Manhattan has really been easy for my family. The community is really welcoming to newcomers, so not just easy for me, but easy for my kids as well. And really, NBAF is a fantastic place to work. Everyone is joining at the same time and under really similar circumstances. So in a way, it makes us a stronger team because everyone is really dedicated to standing up the facility and making sure NBAF is successful.
All right. And also, you mentioned earlier with hiring is going well. Last time we had you on here, you also spoke specifically, I think, about women in leadership. Do you see more of that happening here, especially in your department?
Well, we're always looking to hire a diverse workforce, but I think we have lots of great leaders that we've hired at NBAF, both male and female, but it's exciting to see so many women in leadership at NBAF. So I think we're doing a really great job in hiring a diverse workforce.
All right, that's good to hear. And we're joined here by our guests from NBAF, Dr. Ziegler. We're also joined by Dr. Ken Burton and Katie Pulaski. We're going to take a break here and continue our interview. Maybe get some questions in. If you've got a phone call you want to give us a call, you can certainly do so in the next segment, 785-537-1350. In Focus continues after this.